It's good to be back. I understand last week the video got to a little bit of a late start, and I don't know how well you were able to absorb some of the material. Last week we did session two, which was entitled The Nature of the Church. And if you'll look on your tables in front of you, you should see two sheets in front of you. One says Renovation Session 2, The Nature of the Church, and the other one says Renovation Session 3, A Circle of Accountability. So I'd like you to look at the Session 2, The Nature of the Church. And this goes over some of the items that was talked about. He was using Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11 to get a backdrop of the church. What is God doing? How is God doing it? And why is he doing this? And two ideas he came out with, and they're so simple, but they're very profound in the same sense. The church is God's idea. And you know, when people, I don't know if you've ever heard this, people complain about the church and they put down the church, and I've heard some people have given up on the church. But if you go to Scripture, it's very clear that the church is God's idea. It's not man's idea. I don't think man would have thought of the concept of the church. And the second thing is, the church belongs to God. Sometimes we think it's our thing. Or I don't know how many of you are in a denomination, but sometimes you feel like the denomination controls the church or whatever. But really, the church belongs to Jesus Christ. Now, I was head pastor of this church for about 12 years, and I was very, very in touch with the idea that I had the answer to Jesus Christ for everything that was being done here. See, the buck didn't stop with me. The buck actually stopped with Jesus Christ. I was under his authority in that. So, but for some, that concept is pretty foreign. And one of the things he brought out, which I thought was very telling in the video, was the whole idea of the blocks, the church being made up of different bricks, if you will, or blocks. And he brought up the idea that, you know, the blocks a lot of times were uneven. And so you get a little bit of friction. And I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. Iron sharpens iron. Is that how it goes? All right. Iron sharpens iron. All right, we got that. And that is actually a good thing. That is part of God's intent when he put the church together. So he also said some very profound things. He said, for instance, that the church is only here for the world. We don't really think of it from that standpoint. But why did God leave us on this planet? We got saved, right? The moment we got saved, he should have just whisked us right off to heaven, right? Yeah, I wish. But he left us here with something to do. He gave us the Great Commission. And if we are part of the church, then that's what we're here for. So any thoughts from last week that maybe you want to bring up? I'm trying to refresh your mind a little bit about what was said last week. Rayo.
Well, I shared at the end of it. I really liked the example he had about the two circles of the be,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That your being comes out of your doing.
Mm-hmm.
You become as you do. And so they're not
exclusive.
One. Yes.
It's not either or.
No.
It's both and.
Yeah.
Yeah, we be and we do.
Right.
So we got to be and we got to do. And sometimes we think, well, first I'm going to try to be, and then later on so that I can do.
Right.
And some people say, well, I got to do. So in the process of doing, I'll be. And the idea is it's got to be a both and kind of thing. So, and there's a process involved, really, in being. And there's a process involved in doing, because as we do, we make mistakes. How many times have we as a church taken something that we did behind the barn and shot it? You know, I mean, there's this thing we've done and tried, and, you know, well, maybe the Spirit of God wasn't in it. Maybe we weren't hearing from God on that too clearly, or seemed like a good idea at the time or whatever. But the idea is we're doing. Amen?
Yep.
Any other thoughts from last week? All right, if you look at the homework, He uses some terminology. I want to bring up this one. I'm not going to go over the homework right now. We'll get into the video here pretty quick, and then we'll cover this video. But talks about grace stories. And you know, we use the term testimony. You know, what's your testimony? He likes to call them grace stories because they're a real-life view of how God's grace is applied to you. A matter of fact, today I was in a discussion with another pastor and a ministry head, actually two pastors and a ministry head, and we're talking about this idea of how do you get across spiritual truths to people who do not have the Spirit of God reigning in them, so it's all over their head. It's meaningless to them. But there's something about the word of your testimony that can reach their hearts, because your testimony can put legs on a lot of the theology we talk about in this class. It can bring a sense of, not that the theology is not real, but it brings a sense of reality to their understanding. So when he uses the term grace story, that's what he's talking about. And we're going to unpack that in a session later on. All right, so without further ado, let's get into renovation session 3, a circle of accountability. When he says a circle of accountability, it's not going to be what you think. All right, so let's get into it.